fighting for America.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. We rejoice that our new members and families are here. We want to welcome them. We're glad and humbled to begin anew as servants of the people's house.
Fighting for Idaho.
Would you be willing to advocate for a tax increase to improve the school budget situation?
I will tell you that I am interested in exploring every opportunity for increased revenue for our schools.
Fighting for you.
Kevin, you're an excellent resource and advocate for gun rights, and you help people hear these issues and understand them and get the word out.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. This just in, if you're a big college football fan, Jameis Winston, surprise, surprise, will go to the NFL. The Florida State Heisman Trophy winner from a year ago will declare for the NFL draft, reports USA Today. And at 580KIDO.com, we invite you to take part in our recent poll right now. Did Congressman Labrador make the right move by voting for Speaker John Boehner? You just click on the picture of the congressman. Joining us now, Jeff Manasso of Fox News Radio to talk a little bit about global warming or global colding. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Boy, you know, we hear this every year. The glaciers are melting and everything, but then we're hearing it's like record cold everywhere.
It's cold across much of the nation. Of course, it seems to be pretty balmy where you're at right now, 24 degrees, the wind chill of minus 4. I'll take that. You know, from Colorado east across every other state from Colorado east is under a winter weather advisory or winter wind chill warning. Here in Chicago, it's 17 below in terms of the wind chill, and that's expected to dip to about 30, 35 below overnight. So it's really cold, and so cold on these temperatures, it takes just minutes for frostbite to set in. That's why we're seeing school districts closed all around the country. You've got snow dumping in the UP, about a foot expected up near Marquette, Michigan, and along the Great Lakes. Several inches expected in Cleveland, up to New York State and Vermont. Freeze warnings are in place from Texas to the Florida Panhandle. So it's cold. Plus, you've got gale warnings up the eastern seaboard. Boise, Idaho, I'd say, is a pretty nice place right now.
I got to tell you, there goes the price of the orange juice, I guess.
I don't know. You look at California, they've got one heck of an orange crop, and some of the weather that we saw in there recently, didn't affect the crop. So we'll see.
Jeff Manasso with us, Fox News Radio. You know, now Chicago and Vermont and all those folks, they're used to the cold. Not so much in Texas or Florida. I mean, I get, you know, every year they go, well, you know, if this happened all the time, we'd be ready for it. We have the plows, we have this, but it doesn't happen. Are these states taking any precautions?
They are, and you know with technology is good enough to be able to warn people in advance that, hey, it's going to be cold. It's going to be in the 30s tonight in say parts of Louisiana or Mississippi or Alabama. So any plants you've got outside, you're going to want to cover them up because it's going to be cold. Now snow is a total game changer for any of these states. It snowed in parts of Texas a couple days ago, and you know, when you see it snow in the South, in Georgia and other states like that, they don't know how to deal with it. They don't have the resources, the salt, they don't have the plows and things like that. So that is a real problem. But the weather, I think they can, the temperature, I should say, I think they can deal with it. But, you know, when it's this cold, it's just not fun to be outside. You always hear the same thing, Kevin, on the news. If you don't have to be outside, then don't. Well, if you don't have to be outside, it's true. If you don't have to be outside, don't, because it's very, very dangerous weather out there. And that's why so many schools across the U.S. Are shut down. Many of them are open. In fact, I don't remember being young in southeastern Wisconsin and missing school days just because it was frigid outside. It's a new day and age, I guess.
No, I just like your inflection on that. If you don't have to go out, don't. It was just that, just what caught me. But you're right, and it's dangerous, and you know, hopefully these cities will be good to go. And of course, I'm sure they're doing what they can for the homeless population. You always have those stories as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that that plays out. Jeff Manasso, anything else you want to share with us to warm our hearts here in balmy Idaho?
Well, I think that Chris Christie might be wearing his orange sweater up in Green Bay to keep himself warm on Sunday.
Boy, look at that story, though. All of a sudden, Jerry Jones got a contract and this, that, and the other. Just from a hug that got played on TV.
And Chris Christie makes no apologies for his lifelong love of one of the biggest rivals of the New York Jets, the New York Giants, and the Philadelphia Eagles. They hate Dallas. But look, you know, he's a football fan, and that's, you know, that's cool. You can't diss the guy for his love of a football team. And so, I don't know if he's going to be hugging it out with Governor Scott Walker, who's also a possible 2016 presidential contender. Scott Walker, smart guy that he is, has also professed his love for the Green Bay Packers.
Any word on the new Bears coach? Are you in the running for that at all?
I'm not, no. And look, you know, I can't cross that line. They're still interviewing a lot of people, and this could be, you know, for the GM spot and for the head coach spot, and you hope they get it right. There's so much infighting that happened in that team this last year or two, and there's a lot of people who feel that more changes need to be made. Will that happen? I don't know, but the Bears, they had an awful year.
Just two words for you. Stay warm.
You too, my friend.
Take care, Jeff.
Thanks.
Bye. Our great friend Jeff Manasso here at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller with you. A few things going on. Our website, 580KIDO.com, we've got an Insta poll up there. Did Congressman Labrador do the right thing by voting for John Boehner, the House Speaker? You've heard Speaker Boehner doing the victory lap, saying the Lord's Prayer, very happily being reelected as the Speaker. You have the mainstream media talking about the discord within the Republicans. You have a lot of people responding on this show saying, Kevin Miller, we feel betrayed. You have the congressman saying they didn't have the vote, so a move against that was stupid. Of course, then was it stupid to go after him 2 years ago and stupid to become the majority whip? Or is it stupid to go after Boehner now? I don't know which is stupid. Anyway, your thoughts on that at 580kido.com. We'd love to get your votes. We'll give you a tally coming up in about 20 minutes. In addition to that, we'll take your phone calls at 580-5436. And here's something that I don't know if this would happen anywhere else in Idaho, where you have the city of Boise telling people not to drop off donations to the homeless. Now, the homeless in this city, comparatively speaking, and as we say with respect, thank you, Lord, for blessing me that I have a home at night, have it pretty good in this city, in this area. You have wonderful nonprofits that do incredibly fundraisers. You support them very well. And you have some people that still live under the bridge and do those sorts of things. And now, again, you have people dropping off food and clothing to, the bridge there by 15th and 16th in Boise. Well, the police are a little concerned about this. And now they've said that if you do it, you possibly could get a citation for doing good works. Let's get the details from our friends at Channel 7.
As the homeless camp in Boise, it's hard to miss the clutter. Mounds of clothing, boxes of toys, pieces of furniture, piles of shoes, even electronics. The city of Boise says it's become a risk to those nearby.
This whole situation really is about public safety and public health, making sure that people are as safe and as healthy as can be in those kinds of situations.
Mike Journey says the problem has grown as community members have tried to donate to those in need by dropping off what they don't need.
Quite simply, that's not giving, that's dumping or littering, and it's against city code and illegal.
Journey says while he understands people are trying to help, he says they have agencies and shelters in place who know exactly what's needed and can distribute appropriately.
I would encourage people to work with those providers and find out what they need. If they do need to give or feel the need to give, then they should go there and do that.
You know, before we get back to the story from Channel 7, you know, what a, and I don't want to be a homer. I said homer when it comes to to being a cheerleader for this community, but I have to call it like it is. You know, you have people that, you know, take stuff from their home and go down there and look, it ain't the best place to be hanging out and dropping off things so people have clothes and people have something to eat. Now, I don't know what the homeless are going to do with electronic items, but there should be something the city of Boise, what does the city of Boise do besides raise taxes? I mean, really, what does the city of Boise do besides raise taxes? You know, Mayor Beter, where is he on this issue? Why is his spokes guy out there? Why isn't he talking about the city of trees and whenever there's good news or a fence to be painted, he's out there painting the fence? You know, why isn't he addressing this issue, holding a news conference, bringing these groups together and saying, what can we do to make sure that people understand not to drop off the donations in the street? I'll tell you what the city is doing there. They're giving you tickets. Yeah, they're giving you tickets.
As for the clutter, Journey says city officials keep trying to clean it up and warn that dumping in this area is illegal.
We do keep a close eye on what's going on and make sure that things are safe as can be and as sanitary as can be down there.
Now, here's a list of agents.
So there we have it. Thank you to our friends at Channel 7. But at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, do we really want to give somebody a citation for doing the right thing? Well, they need to be coordinated enough. Look, I'm giving you the shirt off my back. Certainly the city leaders can do the right thing and jump in there and provide some, be a conduit, as opposed to saying, now, you're going to be in trouble. Really? Is that the Christian thing to do? Is that the right thing to do? I'd like to see the city step up, wouldn't you? And you're going to say, Kevin, I live in Meridian. Kevin, I live in Star, Idaho. That's why I don't deal with this. That's why I don't live in the city of Boise. Yeah, but we haven't lost the city yet, and we can't write off the city. We have to do whatever we can. I mean, where are all the do-gooders on the city council? Well, Kevin, I don't know who they are. Well, you know, the ones that are always proclaiming, you know, we're a city of tolerance. It seems like there's some intolerance here to the homeless community. Well, Kevin, they don't vote and they don't listen to the radio. So why are you backing them? Because I think somebody has to. Somebody has to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comforted, right? I mean, do you want to be going down, and maybe you don't. Maybe you have a good life, and you're not down there 15th and 16th, and you don't see those folks there. So you don't have to look at all the junk. But, I mean, it's cluttering up the place. How about a big box? Well, then you're encouraging it. They're going to do it anyway. Instead of citating someone. So at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, would you, A, like the city of Boise to facilitate the compassion, or B, prosecute the compassion? Where are you on this issue? And you're going to go, well, Kevin, I want to talk about Boehner. Hey, you can talk about John Boehner all you want, and Raul Labrador's vote, and Mike Simpson's vote, and Senator Crapo now is deputy whip, and Jim Risch continues to roll on. And those are great, and those are important issues. I totally get that. I totally understand that. But on the other hand, this is a place that's, you know, Washington, D.C. is 2,000 miles away. 15th and 16th in Boise is what, 5-10 miles away from where you are? And if you think it can't hit you, haven't we learned anything from 08 and 09, the Great Recession that humbled all of us? Or if it didn't, it should. 580-5436, is it time to cite people giving to the homeless? I can't believe I'm saying this. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
About Labrador, I was just stunned that he voted the way he did.
You know, now that he's been in office for 4 years, I guess he doesn't feel the necessity to be as conservative as he says he is.
Giving Idaho a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO.
825. Great idea before we get to another issue that the city of Boise has. And If you're a hip, a happening person, you'll know what I'm talking about in a minute. It all has to do with the car service Uber. So we'll take a look at that. But if you go to our website and you go to the slider here and you take a look at Congressman Raul Labrador, and we have it here. It says, did Labrador do the right thing? Today, the members of the House of Representatives voted on who would lead them. Recent polls had reported over 60% of the Republicans across the country did not want John Boehner reelected as Speaker. Despite calls from Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity to vote against him, Boehner prevailed. Idaho 1st District Congressman Raul Labrador voted for the Speaker. Despite being a constant critic of the Ohio congressman in the past, did Labrador do the right thing? Vote now, and your choices are, yes, we love Speaker Boehner. He's the best ever. I wrote that one. That was kind of cool. No, Labrador made the wrong move. I would have voted for Brian Harsin. I would have voted for Kay Milio. There's no self-serving there, is there? Let's take a look at the results right now. I have to vote first. I'm going to go for Kay Milio. Vote here at 580KIDO. No, Labrador made the wrong move. Over 86% of the respondents have said that the congressman has made the wrong move. Trailing significantly Kay Milley with 60.8%. I think most of those votes are for me anyway. At least I'll give you that full disclosure. Only 5% of you at 580kido.com say, yes, we love Speaker Boehner. He's the best ever. Boy, there's no leading in that one, is there? And only 1.36% said they would have voted for Brian Harsin. Vote all day long, and we'll continue to take your calls because your opinion, unlike the politicians, your opinion does matter to me. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You know, we were talking a little bit about this earlier, and it was an issue involving, how should we put this? It was an issue involving Uber. And you know what Uber is? Uber is this app that you get, and it's one of the hottest apps ever. And basically, you get this Uber app on your phone, and if you want a car service, you call the Uber, and the Uber will pick you up, and you pay Uber. You don't even have to pay the person, and it's kind of a great way of making money. Well, Uber has been at war in cities across the country, and I think we're getting progress here because Uber has come to Boise, and I think Uber just left Portland or something like that. Anyway, now... And hey, look, we're not going to sit there and bash people because how many times does anybody want to listen to bashing in the morning? Well, I don't know. I've done it for 20 years. Anyway, two Uber drivers were cited in the city yesterday or over the weekend for failing to have a commercial transport service driver's license. According to city spokesman Mike Jorney, code enforcement officers secured two Uber rides this past weekend, and those drivers were issued citations. So... Look, when the city of trees, that was a good belly laugh, when the city of trees, and maybe that's why more people are moving to Meridian, to Star, to Nampa, to Caldwell, whatever. Maybe that's why, I don't know, but when they're not giving citations for people that are helping the homeless, Boise's giving citations for people making extra money. And people that we used to talk to quite some time, don't really talk to them anymore. Boy, there's a pattern there. The Idaho Freedom Foundation has come out on the side of Uber. And they've said this is a freedom issue. Now, should people be licensed when they drive cars? You have a lot of people, some of them Americans, some of them not Americans. Maybe they are Americans. They don't speak the language. I don't know. I just know when you get a cab, you know, you get a little international flavor, right? Some speak English, some don't speak English, and they allegedly have commercial driver's licenses. Shouldn't you and your Nissan Altima be doing the same thing? I mean, Uber says no, and it's Uber against the world. Well, now the city of trees are saying they're going to continue to go out, and basically, I guess it's entrapment based on my legal education of watching Law and Order, Criminal Intent. All you have to do is get the app, sign up for something, and have the Uber driver pick you up, and then you're all Uber out, right? But I guess there are no drug crimes, no murders, no anything else. Did we ever solve the mystery of the shooting that happened, what was it, a year ago, 2 years ago, downtown? Remember when the guy walked up and shot the other guy? It was caught on camera. Did we ever do that? No, but we're issuing citations for people driving Uber, issuing citations for people that are helping the homeless. I thought the Grinch ended during the Christmas season. Out of line or right on the city of Boise? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, much more on that. And, again, your thoughts on the vote yesterday for Boehner. Has Idaho become more moderate? You tell me next. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You know, it's been a while since we've heard from our friend Larry Gebert. We just heard from him a minute ago, and here he is now. Good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Our old friend Larry Gebert from Channel 7. What's the deal with the fog? I was scared this morning.
Were you really? Did you drive in from Canyon County or just Ada County?
Star, so that was close.
Star, that's close enough. It was pretty thick and dense out there. The further west you go, the worse it is, and that's because, you know, I mean, it settles more in the lower portions of the valley. We always refer to that as the lower Treasure Valley because, as you know, the Snake River runs downhill, so that's the lower portions. But it tends to trap in there a little bit more because it's closer to the Owyhee Mountains, and that's why fog settles in there more than it will in some of the other locations. But this general valley, we get this all the time when we have an inversion. It also deteriorates the air quality, and really it's all because of high pressure. And the high pressure has been in place long enough that it has taken some of the colder air that came in, but it got forced down into the valley. Now, we have a system offshore, a weaker system, that tracks down into the central portion of the Pacific with jet stream, and that brings in warmer air, but that high pressure was so strong that what it did was it kind of just bumped that warmer air up above. Well, heat rises, cold air falls, so if it's already cold in the valley and warm up above, there's no air circulation. You get no air circulation, it deteriorates your air quality, and that's why we've gone to the orange level.
Channel 7's Larry Gebert with us, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO, explaining the fog and the inversion. And, you know, we're so blessed with great weather here, Larry, as you bring us every day at Channel 7 and at 580 KIDO. When we have a little blip like we do with these inversions and the fog, and, you know, we kind of overreact, I guess. When's it going away?
You know, the same thing happens in the summertime. It's just not as noticeable or as problematic in the summertime, unless, of course, we have associated grass fires or forest fires, because then that'll push some of the smoke back in. But the same exact thing happens. We get high pressure, but there it just produces like these endless days of sunshine. Because remember, it all has to do with the upper air currents. And so this is the anticyclonic rotation. In other words, the opposite of cyclonic rotation, which is what causes storms. Anticyclonic is the high pressure, right? You remember anticyclonic rotation?
I can't spell it, but I remember it.
It's easy enough. Okay, I just wanted to know if you maybe wanted to say it with me or anything, but you could if you wanted to. At any rate, but no, that's what high pressure. So if you think about cyclonic, in the cyclone, like a tornado, like a storm, low pressure, that's what cyclonic rotation. The opposite of that is anticyclonic. So it takes and it pushes everything down to the surface. Now, in the summertime, we have longer periods of time that we're in the pattern of the sun. In other words, the sun is up a lot longer. So we get enough radiant energy that comes down through, makes contact with the Earth's surface, that it will eventually heat up the surface enough that it gets hotter than even that warmer air above. So then it will finally circulate some of the air out. But in the wintertime, we have much shorter days, and that's why December and January, right around the time of, you know, when we see the shortest days of the year, like December 21st and the first portion of January, we're way more susceptible to inversions like this where we can get this air trapped. And, of course, then everything counts because if the air is trapped, then just the driving, you're burning wood to stay warm in your homes or you're burning anything at all, then that traps the smoke in the valley, too, and then that just adds to it. And with the shorter days, we don't get enough radiant energy from the sun in order to heat the Earth's surface to push it out, so it really gets trapped. And sometimes we have had sub-zero temperatures here in the valley. It's been like 4 or 5 degrees below zero, and at Bogus Basin, it's been 40 degrees. So you get that kind of a contrast, you're never going to get the air to move unless a bigger system comes in and pushes it through.
Speaking of the weather, Channel 7's Larry Gebert with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. What do you make of the snow? I know we've had rain, and, you know, how are we doing as far as the skiing?
Well, you know, actually, it hasn't been bad at all at Bogus Basin because this most recent storm activity that we had was before the high pressure settled in, and they actually picked up several inches of snow up there, and it was fairly good. It had a little bit of extra moisture content to it, and it hasn't been bad. Before that, though, we had quite a bit of rain and some warmer snow. So, in other words, there was a lot of moisture to the snow that did stick. And when it got cold, it froze and stayed in place. That's good for the ski areas, but it also created a little bit of some of the early melt-off in terms of, like, the snowpack. So the lower elevation portion of the snowpack is not there. The higher elevation is, and we're doing pretty well. In terms of our water here, we're still almost about 30% above what is normal. So it would be like about 128%, I think, is where we are for the water year. But that's if you just look at the water year. When you look at the snowpack, they're not going to come up with those kinds of numbers. And we're coming up on one of those readings, I think, here in the next couple of days when they'll go out and give us a base of where we are so we can get a feel for that for the coming summer months for irrigation purposes.
Well, you've covered it all, Larry. Anything else? How's the water skiing?
You know, been doing well with that. 837 consecutive weeks and still going. So, and it went well for the Polar Bear Challenge too. So that all was good. And it was a good event, and it was a cold day, but it was a fun event.
I don't know how you do that. That Polar Bear Challenge. I mean, it's such a great cause, but man,
it is. Yeah.
Well, Larry, we appreciate it. I know you're very busy, so thank you, sir.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin. Good to talk to you.
Our great friend Larry Gebert from Channel 7 with us here, Kevin Miller in the Morning. 580 KIDO, and like I said, Kevin, that's because you're a wimp. Yeah, I suppose I am, but the fog was just insane this morning. I was going through, like, what those pilots do, and if they're not on the instrument control and everything, you know what I'm saying, where they say they can get, aerial vertigo or something, you don't know where you are, and I literally, you know, just like you, you drive the same road each and every day. You kind of do your own thing, and, you know, okay, here's the... Here's the Jacksons, there's the, you know, the Stinker Store, okay, there's the Home Depot, okay, there's the traffic light, and really, I'm thinking to myself as I'm passing, Eagle Christian Church, I just was lost. You just must look at the yellow line. So thank you, Larry Gebert, for breaking that down for us. 580-5436, 580-KIDO, we were talking a little bit about the historic vote yesterday in the House of Representatives where you had John Boehner, who was reelected as Speaker of the House, causing some people to question whether or not the politicians are really listening. But if you're John Boehner, it was a good day. If you missed it, here it is.
Made. Let us rejoice and be glad. We rejoice that our new members and families are here. We want to welcome them. We're glad and humbled to begin anew as servants of the people's house. Here it is our duty and our privilege to lend a willing ear to the people, to make laws in tune with their priorities and within the limits of their Constitution.
Hmm. Now, you've heard that. I mean, I don't know, and I'm sure Glenn will be firing all cylinders today, as he does every day. And Sean was giving it to us yesterday on his thoughts on the Speaker being reelected. But what concerns me is the continued distance between the people that elect the politicians and the politicians that are their elected representatives. I mean, we've got some big issues coming up here. If you missed it, by the way, if you miss any part of this program, you can go to 580kido.com and take a listen to the podcast. And unlike other shows, thanks to the hard work of Ray Amaya, they're up by 10 at the latest. I mean, they're up, ready to go. That's compelling. Now, is the content compelling? I don't know. But we talked to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and you take a look at what the president has done. When we're talking about executive orders and everything else without Congress, and we've got this issue with amnesty, we've got this issue where the state of California, get this, is actually legally issuing driver's licenses to the illegals. That's right. Now you can say undocumented. You can say what you want. But get this. If you study for the state driver's test in California, you can get a driver's license. In fact, they're lining up right now, apparently saying that there are 46,000 people have applied for licenses. Only 36% have passed the test. Now, I disagree with the state of Idaho and every other state. I think that if you're going to drive a car in the state, you got to learn the language, right? Which is English, right?
They've been driving for so long, they feel comfortable, but always you have to start it again. And, you know, there's new laws coming every year, and you have to learn about it.
I mean, we're talking safety, right? That, by the way, he's identified as an illegal. That's right. He's identified as a IA, illegal alien, or IM, illegal immigrant, because he didn't want to give his name, but he could take the driver's test. Whew. And we're kind of count on the people that we elected to stop Mr. Obama. How confident are you in their actions? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Time for traffic.
Hey, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
They've been driving for so long, they feel comfortable, but always you have to start it again. And, you know, there's new laws coming every year, and you have to learn about it.
There we have it, an illegal alien, illegal immigrant, talking about taking the California driver's test. Tony in Meridian with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Kevin. I sure wish I could catch your show more often, but I just want to take a quick second to tell you how much I appreciate your heart and your spirit, as well as your love for our God and our country, and I really appreciate the representation that you are for all of us, and thank you. So my question is, I feel a little ignorant asking this, but I have just never really heard what is behind our president's motive, what's his public motive for allowing all of these illegals to stay in America. I still don't understand what he's trying to get from this. What's the purpose of this?
Well, there's two purposes. Both go, Tony, to the Republicans and the Democrats. It's big money because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce wants the illegals in here because they're going to be able to work for next to nothing. They'll be subsidized by Obamacare. They'll be subsidized by us, which is what is going on now in Idaho and across the country. I mean, our schools are being forced to educate these folks. We can't say, hey, are you here legally? That's against the law. And the political motivation is both the GOP and the Democrats believe that if they are the champions of the illegals, then making them legal will equate into votes, which it works for the Democrats. It doesn't work, Tony, for the Republicans, simply because most of these folks come from big government, socialized countries that are used to entitlements, that are not going to vote to cut their own benefits that they're going to get by voting Democrat.
And nobody's looking down the road on where this is going to lead us eventually. It's just all about right now.
It's like the Republicans are dummies. They I love it where the Democrats go, if they want to win a presidential election, they've got to reach out to the illegals. And I'm thinking, why would the Democrats want the Republicans to win a presidential election?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, Tony, here's the skinny on this. If Mitt Romney had 70% of the Hispanic vote, which does not mean the illegal vote, but that's what they're pandering to, he still would have lost the election.
Wow.
So it's unfortunate. If you want to be here, come here legally and work hard and pay taxes like everybody else.
And learn the language, please.
Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kevin. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, Tony. Thank you for the nice comments and for listening.
You bet.
Okay. All right. Great man there, Tony. I don't know if this guy's going to live up to that, but we'll try. Pro-Life joining Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Pro-Life.
Yes, you know, when any congressman votes for John Boehner, what they're saying is that they believe the president doesn't need punishment, doesn't need discipline, doesn't need real opposition. And they just are going to get along so that they can have a committee chairmanship, some kind of a recognition in the Congress. And it's really, I guess you'd say, a constitutional crime because the president needs to be impeached, and Mr. Boehner's not going to do anything about it.
Now, what do you make of John Boehner being reelected?
Well, I think that that shows that the spiritual condition of America is in bad condition, and it's not getting any better. And what we need is the people that, like ourselves, you know, to form some kind of a third party. I belong to the Independent American Party. It's not on the ballot in Idaho, but we need real opposition. But if you try to work within the Republican Party, you will fail because the establishment is too strong. So that's my advice.
Well, let me hit you with this. Have we all gone lib? Have you gone lib? Have I gone lib?
No, I'm not ever going
lib. Look, Boehner's reelected. The governor, despite your campaigning, has been reelected.
Right.
And everybody's, you know, put out there, you know, Russ Fulcher, A.J. Belukoff, pro-life. You all gave it a shot, and people voted overwhelmingly for Governor Otter.
Right. I can't.
So maybe Idaho's not conservative. We're libs.
Well, we are. You have to admit that. But, I mean, you can't stop.
Maybe you're a lib.
No, I'm not ever going to join the libs. I'll get the lowest percentage of vote ever.
You'll not join the dark side, huh?
Yeah, and remember, when sperm meets egg, there's a new baby, and you can't kill a baby. That's murder.
There's something new today. You've never said that before.
Right. All right. And don't be gay. Just go straight.
Goodbye, pro-life.
All right, we'll see you.
All right. We'll just take care of that one right there. 8:59. Blessed to be a part of your day each and every morning. Thank you all for listening. Tell a friend. We need to keep the resistance going, right? Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Be careful. Those areas where it's still foggy, right?